Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Checking in this morning, the lead singer of Matchbox 20, an award-winning singer and songwriter and all-around cool guy. He's friends with Carlos Santana, and he's married to a lovely woman named Marisol. He is Rob Thomas. Good morning, my friend.
Hey, man. How you been, brother?
Everything's going great, and a Merry Christmas to your household from all of us here on the big show.
You as well, man. It's nice to hear from you again.
What in the world prompted you to put together a Christmas album? I know you love Christmas, but that's a lot of trouble to go through, right?
A lot of work, right.
Well, yeah, I think because I didn't realize that at the time. And so I decided, there's two things that you don't realize, right? Is that if you're going to make a Christmas record, that you need to do it in the summer. Because usually whenever I'm thinking about making a Christmas record, it's the Christmas time when
it's
I'm
Christmas.
Sitting at the piano by the tree. And also, you don't realize that, you know, once you start, it's still a record. Like, you're still making a full album and all the things that go into it. And even more so because, I had all these special guests that I had to kind of coordinate and get involved as well. So I think if I would have known, we wouldn't be talking about this Christmas record. But luckily, I'm an idiot. And
you know what?
I'm glad.
I know people who have written books. And they do the same thing. They go like this, holy crap, I wish I'd have known how difficult.
Before I jumped into it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm so glad that I did this. I mean, I am a Christmas geek. And I think really what happened was it was the first time that I had a full summer that I was home. Like, I wasn't on the road with Matchbox or solo, and I wasn't in a studio. And so I had the time to actually put into, to, you know, that I would want to put in to do something the way that I would want to do it.
Now, I've been watching you. You're spending a lot of time online lately doing the Hallmark promotion and doing the album. I heard you explain why you did a new version of New York City Christmas, and in the process, you kind of jolted me when you said it was 20 years ago when you wrote the first one.
It was, and you remember because I think you would be one of the first people to ever hear it, because the first time I ever played it was I wrote it the night before the Blythedale show on that Christmas after 9/11.
Yeah, and shared it that morning with us. That was amazing.
That was amazing. I mean,
such
you had
beautiful.
To, when you sang that the first time, you had to read it. You had the lyrics right in front of you.
Yeah, because I had literally, I think, just written it the night before. Like, it was a special time, and we had all kind of been through something collectively, and I felt, it would feel weird, I thought, coming in that Christmas, and not some way kind of acknowledging that. And then the fact that when I did this record, it was the 20th anniversary of that Christmas, it felt, because at the time, I wasn't sure if I wanted to redo that song, It was done, and that was it was fine. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think it was broken. But,
yeah.
But in all honesty, Scott, it kind of felt like it was 20 years later, but here we are, all New Yorkers, and all over the world, collectively going through something again. And I talked to Atlantic, and they had talked about, well, maybe do you want to update it for everything that we've been going through? And when I listened to the lyrics, it still felt exactly the same as it did 20 years ago. Just that idea of, to all my friends that don't live here with us, hey, we're here in New York, and hey, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I can't even believe that we've got to go through all this, the protocol and the mask and all that now again. It just, I don't know, it never ends, it seems like, right?
Listen, this is why we can't have nice things.
How did you get involved with Hallmark?
I think Divinity. First off, when you think of Christmas now, Hallmark is...
Yeah, all those movies.
With the season. I just lucked out enough, when I did the Thanksgiving Day Parade, I was on the Hallmark float.
That's right.
And then they used New York Christmas in a new premiere for a movie called Royal Queen's Christmas. And, since I actually am married to a Queens girl myself, I was glad to be a part of that.
Perfect.
and so it was just really, you know, they just kind of worked out that way. I'm really glad, you know, because I feel like if you're once you get on the Hallmark train, then you know, then you're part Christmas.
You are. You're the king of Christmas now.
You're the new king.
You know, I think Michael Bublé will always have that title, but I'm really just pushing for the Duke. I want to be the Duke of Christmas.
The Duke, because you can't take the king, right? He is the king.
By the way, I love your Advent calendar on your Twitter feed. I'm checking that out.
You know, just in case, I was going to do it with all just different alcoholic beverages, but somebody thought that was a bad idea.
I did see the wine club. I like that.
He's all over that, buddy.
Oh, it's cute.
All right. Well, I wish you could be at Blithedale on Friday, but you have made a great contribution.
I'm there in spirit, and I'm definitely going to have some songs there for, you know, especially because the way that it's going, like, I'm really glad to be able to do something because I know that the performance is going to be piped right into everybody's rooms.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm glad that I'll be able to do that and I'll be able to be there with all of them.
Usually you're piped into the rooms after the show because you always
personally
went around and kids will go like, oh, wait a minute, he's right here in my room.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, what is the guy from the Goo Goo Dolls doing in my room?
All right, Rob, Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you on Friday.
You too, Scott. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.